We're doing brachas. We're up to the Lamed Amud Aleph, the Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer in Tfilat HaMusafin Ela Bechever Ir. Chever Ir, Chaver Ir. We do now 5 minutes of Talmud. You guys could listen in if you want. It's a Chavrusa here we have. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says that Musaf prayer can only be said Bechever Ir, which we'll go with Rashi's Shita. It's a big machlokes Rishonim here, what Chever Ir means. Rashi learns it means everyone together. If you have the city unified, you have a tzibur, then you say Musaf. Chachamim umim Chever Ir, v'shelo b'Chever Ir. Chachamim say, no. You could say Musaf in public, you could say Musaf without the public. Rabbi Yehuda omer mishmo, Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, kol makom sheyesham Chever Ir. Whenever you have a public there, Yachid patur mitfilat musafin, then the individual doesn't have to say musaf because the shaliach tzibur is going to say it. So maybe that's what Rav Elazar ben Azariah also said. He said, when do you say it? When you have a shaliach tzibur saying it, when you have everyone together. So the Gemara asks, Rabbi Yehuda ainu Tanakama, what's the difference between what Rabbi Yehuda said and Tanakama said in the name of Rav Elazar ben Azariah? Ika beinayu yachid shelo becheveriyo. So the Gemara explains, if you live in a city when you don't have 10 people, so then Rabbi Elazar holds, according to Tanakama, that the sages did not institute Musaf in such a situation. Meaning, when Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says there's only Musaf Bechever here, what he means is it was only instituted in such a scenario where you have a tzibur and a shaliach tzibur. But according to Rabbi Yehuda says, well, it was instituted universally, whether you have a tzibur or not, but when you're going to have a tzibur, then the shaliach tzibur says it on your behalf. Meaning Rav Elazar ben Azariah also holds the shaliach tzibur says it on your behalf. But he holds that where there's no shaliach tzibur because you don't have a tzibur, then you also don't have an obligation to say musaf altogether. It wasn't instituted for such a scenario. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda holds, no, it was instituted under all circumstances. Only when you're with a tzibur, so then the shaliach tzibur really says it on your behalf. Yehuda, you vit me? Good, I wouldn't want you against me. Back to the Gemara. Amar Rav Huna bar Chinina amar Chia bar Rav. Halacha k'Rav Yehuda shama mishum Rav Elazar ben Azariah. Amar Rav Chia bar Ravin. Shapir kamri. That's a good line to say that's the halacha. The Amar Shmuel. מימי לא מצנין עצלות עד מוספין ביחיד בנערדה. I never daven מוסף alone in נערדה. לבר מאו יומה, דעת הפולמוס דמלכה למטה. That day that the king's army came to the city, והטרידו רבנן, so everyone was busy because the army pounced on our city, ולא צלו, so the rabbis couldn't get together minion and daven, וצלי לי ביחיד. So then I damned alone, והבאי יחיד שלא בחבריר. So you see, I damned alone where there was no public davening. So what do you see? He held that Musaf is something you could daven even without a shaliach tzibur. So you see, that seems to be supportive of Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Yativ Rav Chanina Kra Kamed Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Chanina Kra, that's his name, sat before Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yanai was the Rebbe of Rabbi Yochanan. Ve'yativ Kama, he sat and said, Halachak Rabbi Yehuda Shama Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Amar Lei Puk Raka Achalibra. And I think that's a play on words on his name. Because he wasn't saying a pasuk. He was saying, go call your calling outside. Because his name was Rabbi Chanina calling, Rabbi Chanina Kra. De'en Halachak Rabbi Yehuda Shama Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. The halacha is not like him. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Ani ra'iti et Rabbi Yanai de Tzalai ve'hadar Tzali. I saw Rabbi Yanai, and I saw him davening one after another. So you see, he held that you can daven shachris and then musaf, and that obviously was without a tzibur. So you see, he held, not like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Amar Rabbi Yomi al Rabbi Zeira, v'din ma'ikara lo chiven date l'vasof chiven date. He said, maybe he davened twice, because the first time he didn't have kavana, and really it's the same shachris. He said shachris, then he realized, whoops, I wasn't focused. So he said it again. Says, you got a good point. The only thing is that Rabbi Yochanan, who is Rabbi Yanai's top student, he's telling you he saw Rabbi Yanai daven twice. So then Rabbi Yochanan knows what he's talking about. If he's quoting it, then he also figured it might have been two shachris, and he verified that it wasn't.
So when he says, I saw Rabbi Yanai daven twice, what he's telling you is the halacha is not like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, but rather, the way we paskin, the halacha is like Chachamim, that you daven Musaf with a congregation, without a congregation. There's only that clause that we saw earlier in the Masechta, that Musaf on Rosh Hashanah should not be said, be Yechidus, you shouldn't say it alone, in the first 7 hours of the day.